Chapter 5 of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. New version edited by Christopher Westra of freemindpowerbooks.com. Read by Thea Westra of myforwardsteps.com. Chapter 5, The Thought Factor in Achievement. All that you achieve and all that you fail to achieve is the direct result of your own thoughts. In a justly ordered universe, individual responsibility must be absolute. The laws of attraction, restoration, and cause and effect must all maintain perfect balance. If not so, the universe would destroy itself. Your weakness and strength, purity and impurity, are your own responsibility. Your external conditions are brought about by yourself and not by another. Only you can choose to alter your thoughts and your circumstances. Your sufferings and your happiness are created from within. As you think, so you are. As you continue to think, so you remain. A strong person cannot help a weaker unless that weaker is willing to be helped. And even then, the weak person must choose to become strong. You must, by your own efforts, develop the strength that you admire in another. Only you can make the change. Some men think, "Many men are slaves because one is an oppressor. Let us hate the oppressor." Other men think, "One man is an oppressor because many are slaves. Let us despise the slaves." The truth is that oppressor and slaves cooperate with each other in ignorance. While seeming to afflict each other, they are really only afflicting themselves. A perfect love, seeing the suffering that both states entail, condemns neither. A perfect compassion embraces both oppressor and oppressed. When you have conquered weakness and have pushed away all selfish thoughts, you belong neither to oppressor or oppressed. You are free. You can only rise, conquer, and achieve by lifting up your thoughts. You can only remain weak, hopeless, and miserable by refusing to lift up your thoughts. Before you can achieve anything, even in worldly things, you must lift your thoughts above your physical appetites. If your first thought is to satisfy your appetites, you can neither think clearly nor plan well. You cannot find and develop your latent resources and will fail in any undertaking. Until you begin to control your thoughts, you are not in a position to control affairs and to adopt serious responsibilities. You will reap neither progress nor achievement without sacrifice. Your worldly success will come by the measure that you sacrifice your confused carnal thoughts. Fix your mind on the development of your plans, strengthen your resolution, and attain self-reliance. The higher you lift your thoughts, the greater will be your success. The greater you focus your energy, the more enduring will be your achievements. The universe does not favor the greedy or the dishonest, although on the mere surface it may sometimes appear to do so. The universe helps the honest and the virtuous. All the great teachers of the ages have declared this in varying ways. To prove it and to know it, a man has only to persist in making himself increasingly virtuous by lifting up his thoughts. Intellectual achievements are the result of thought consecrated to the search for knowledge, or for the beautiful and true in nature. They are the natural outgrowth of long and patient effort, and of pure and unselfish thoughts. Spiritual achievements are the fruits of holy desires. Live constantly in the pondering of noble and lofty thoughts. Dwell upon all that is pure and selfless. You will then, as surely as the sun reaches its zenith, become wise and noble in character and rise into a position of influence and blessedness. Achievement of any kind is the crown of effort. By the aid of self-control, resolution, purity, righteousness, and well-directed thought, you will ascend. By the aid of lust, laziness, impurity, corruption, and confusion of thought, you will descend. Some people rise to high success in the world and again descend into weakness and wretchedness. They do this by allowing arrogant, selfish, and corrupt thoughts to take possession of their minds. Victories attained by right thought can be maintained only by consistent effort. Many give up when success is nearly attained and rapidly fall back into failure. All achievements, whether in the business, intellectual, or spiritual world, are the result of definitely directed thought. The same law governs all success. The only difference is in the object of attainment. He who would accomplish little needs sacrifice little. He who would achieve much must sacrifice much. He who would attain highly must sacrifice greatly. End of chapter 5.